There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Or invention number 1010. That'd be a good number for the patent office. John Cream is here. I forgot whether ACOS is here or not.
I'm right here.
There he is. All right, everybody is here. We're happy to be on board My Cool Inventions with ACOS Jankura, John Creamans, and Doug Steffen. Seven and change after the hour. Inventors. And I think I'm sure you have done this probably over the years that you've been doing My Cool Inventions, but I wonder if it's not worth our while to spend a little bit of time bringing people around to understanding, because this program is, in a sense, Invention 101 and Entrepreneurialism 101, the connection with My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America, trying to get people out of the gate, out of the box. You have witnessed these stories, what I say, hundreds of times, ACOS and John, or thousands of times, people that were beginning.
Yeah, it's thousands of times now.
Thousands of times, yeah.
So is there any end? One wonders if there isn't some drain, brain drain, on being able to come up with stuff, or is there no limit to what people... Do you find the stuff getting better, ACOS, over the years, or not so good?
Think about this. If we just compare the last 30 years of our lives, just 30 years of all of humanity, yeah. I mean, what innovative advances have there been made? It's huge. I mean, everything that touches our lives today has basically come in the last 30, 40 years. And I'm just looking forward to what's going to be 30 years from now. Like, what's going to happen 30 years from now? Like, what are we going to be dealing with? Cars that drive themselves, or who knows what we're going to be doing? Cell phones, I don't know. Maybe like a thing you put on your eye and everything is in your brain or something. I have no idea what's going to happen. But if you just think about, I mean, I'm old enough to remember my first cell phone, and I used to be able to hammer nails in with it and beat off people with it. And now my cell phone is on my wrist almost. You know, it's like it's incredible advances. And I think what's happening right now is as the world goes further on, the technologies expand, and as the technologies expand, our innovative minds start to, our imagination starts to expand, and there are things that are being people are coming up with right now that are just, I just love watching the development of.
What's an example of that?
Televisions. Oh my gosh, televisions. I mean, think about televisions. I have a television in my, I was a slow adapter to the whole Apple TV, Roku TV, internet. I'm a slow one too.
I don't even know how it works.
So we're at my house.
Creamans has it as his. He got it in his house. He's got all the apps for his iPhones.
He's streaming everything. Yeah.
No wonder he's so mixed up. I get it.
He's crazy. You know. I mean, his hair wasn't gray before. Then he streams everything. Now it's great.
Yeah.
So for example, he's at my house. I said, I need a TV for the bedroom. A common thing, right? So TV for the bedroom. Right? So John goes, buy this one. So I go buy it. It was on one of the shopping channels. It was on Easy Pay. So, oh my gosh, what a great idea. So I bought it, right?
Buy it on Easy Pay on a shopping channel? Geez.
Why not? $150 a month for a few months? Why not? You know, they want to offer it to me, I'm taking it.
I'll take it, right.
And so I put it in my bedroom, Doug.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Was this an inside job? Did you actually go into the office and say, I want one of those, or did you actually buy it on the show?
I bought it. I actually bought it online on the shopping channel.
Really?
It was a special of the day, and I bought it.
Wow.
And I took it home, and the television is, I can't even describe it to you. I work in television studios, and I can't, it's ruined TV for me, because as I'm watching Big Bang Theory and stuff, it's like I'm in the studio not watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
The quality is so good, I actually swear that I'm in a studio, and I'm not watching a television show anymore. I can actually feel the nuances of the studio.
You feel it. Yeah.
Yes, I'm feeling them act. I'm feeling them being in a studio as opposed to what was fantasy for me before, being like part of CSI or something, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? And what's going to happen in the future? What are we going to do in 10 years from now? And that's just the television.
Where does it stop? Is that the question?
Yeah.
When does
I don't get the round TV. You know this curved TV? I don't get that at all.
No, I
don't get that. I want mine flat against the wall. I don't know why they got to curve it and stuff. But and I'm going to China. We're going to China. We're trying to get to China in April. I'm going to drag John along so he can eat great Chinese food.
What am I? What's up? I'm chopped liver. I have to stay here and take care of all this stuff?
Would you come to China with us? Would you do that? I'd be curious to see you in China.
Who's paying?
That'd be pretty odd. I got a couple places to eat that would be interesting.
I'll tell you, when I was when I went to
China, the last place you ate, right?
I was the guest of the Chinese government about 10 years ago, Richie. I can't remember when it was. And
hey, Rich,
I had a lot of wonderful experiences there. The food was not one of them. The food.
Oh
was
my gosh! You got to eat the right
awful.
Thing, but you got to eat. You have to eat the right thing. But.
Well, I went into the real Chinese. I had the government took me around, so they were taking care of me. I had a guide, they had a driver, and we went everywhere. And I will tell you that when I was exposed to, and you know, they have all this stuff, they put it around. You're expected to eat it. And my son sat next to me, and he's looking at my face, and knowing what Dad, you got to just be polite and have a little of this and a little of that. But it was not my cup of tea.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want me to come with you and we get somebody to, you know, we do a little broadcasting for over there. That might be
it's good. Different. It's very different. I go once a year usually. It's different. Yeah. And I don't know if you read the New York Times, but on Monday they did an article about me and they covered one of my Chinese trips. And
the international traveler.
I did not see that in the Times, really.
Yeah, I'll flip it to you right now. I'll flip it here on my cell phone. Yeah. Anyways, they talked about food. And one of the things about the food was that, you know, I was without my trusted Jessica, who we talked about a couple days ago, right?
Yeah,
Jessica
was
out of commission.
Cancer. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so I'm having to rely on the. I'm now relying on the my agent at the factory. So now I'm scared to death about what I'm going to possibly be eating. So I look at the menu and I see sweet and sour soup. So I go, okay, that's safe, right? Sweet and sour soup. I've had that before. So it comes and I'm eating it. It's kind of tasty, not bad. Except you know the tofu pieces and sweet and sour soup being a vegetarian. And I'm sure, you know, if you've had sweet and sour soup before.
Yeah, right.
The tofu pieces there are not white, which is kind of... So now I'm sort of singling them out, tasting them individually, going, this is not right. This is not tofu. What is this? So I go to the agent. I go try to explain to him, what is this? And they said, well, it's the house specialty. Yeah, that's great. But what is it? It was curdled pig blood.
Oh.
That was good. I pushed... What? It tasted like brown tofu.
Oh, that's not right.
It wasn't good. And I thought to myself, and I'm Hungarian, listen, there's a lot of food that I eat that you guys wouldn't eat. And I'm saying to myself, oh my gosh, what have I done? That's one of them. This is not one of them.
One of them.
But,
yeah.
But to be honest with you, though, if you're with good care, the food is unbelievable. I mean, if you're with good people who know where to go and where to take you, the Sichuan food is fantastic. You got to get out of the crazy restaurants. You got to get into some of the places where they eat
much about the trip was eventful because we went to three or four different cities, saw the terracotta warriors and things like that. When I went to see Mao's, my daughter and I were the only white people in a line outside of Mao Zedong's tomb. You ever been in that in Tiananmen Square?
I actually have.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. The line's way outside. So when you go through and you look at what's left of his body, and you go out the back door, on the right-hand side there's a three-story Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant.
I remember.
Right? The other side of the street is the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And here we are. And hello. And this, the kid that was my guide said, when we would laugh about some of the influences from America, he'd always refer to them as Western corruption.
Western corruption, that's right.
People were eating this stuff because they didn't like the stuff that they were used to eating, so they tried something different. I never was happy to see a Kentucky Fried Chicken or a McDonald's. I've never been in a McDonald's, but I did go into the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You've never been in a McDonald's?
No,
ever in your life?
Never. Never been in a Walmart?
You when you were younger?
No, never.
Really?
When I was younger, they didn't exist.
John, when he was younger, there was
no.
I gave that one to you.
You would have been a teenager. I mean, you know.
This black and white.
No, I went to the Dairy Queen, and I referred to the guy that owned the store as Mr. Queen.
Well, that's funny.
The Dairy Queen.
What did Dairy Queen serve back then?
That was, excuse me.
I'm curious.
They still have. They had
more ice. Or
what
I?
No. Would you stop it?
No. What it was, like my parents tell me about it. They said it's only ice cream. They said no.
No, yeah, it was. It was. I used to get the soft serve vanilla with a dip in cherry every day. Ooh, it was across the street from the football field, the practice field, the track and field. So we would go over there every day afterwards and have one of those. And I've liked them ever since. Whenever I see a Dairy Queen, I stop. Even though I had the good ice cream on my farm. The Dairy Queens were just one of those things. It was bad, but it was good. You know, it's really bad, but it's good.
I flipped you that story, Doug.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. All right. So let's put ourselves on course here because I do want to spend a little more time talking about inventing for beginners. We have Brandon Adams with us who has something called the Arctic Stick. Do we know what this is about? You guys know? Have you vetted this fellow?
When I looked at the pictures, it's on our website at michaelimagent.com. You just hit the vote button. There's a picture there, and it looks like it's something that it looks like a I want to say a plant spike, but it's not a plant spike. It's a tube, and it goes inside your water bottle. So it's supposed to add, coolness instantly cool your water bottle down to maybe a temperature that you like to drink it at.
Right.
So it's not like overly, warm, tepid water. Maybe you want a little colder water, and then that's what it does.
Oh, okay.
Chuck, have you heard anything about this cold water, warm water thing? I'm constantly debating with Celeste about this. She says warm water is better for you, and I love my water just basically under freezing.
I think it depends on
your body how you define good for you.
Yeah,
and
what Richie is saying is one way of judging it. You talk about the bacteria and stuff, there's a different criteria, but it's better for you if it's warmer. It's hard. Anything that's cold when you put in your body is really hard. Ice cream, for example, is very hard to digest.
Cold's not bad for you. It just has to warm it up before it can digest it. So if you want to kind of get the immediate effects, they say, because I just went through this thing with lemon water. How are you supposed to drink lemon water? And they say to drink it loose.
Mrs. Scott be doing it every morning. Yeah. Every morning. That's what I start my day with.
So you should do it not cold.
All right. There's advice. Richie, Dr. Rich, practicing without a license. Pretty much the same Dr. Doug does. We like doing that on the Good Day program. They wouldn't get away with it with ACOS and John, but we can get away with it here. 18FDR.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey,
Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel. Offer valid through 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is ACOS the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
We'll be right back.
hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Running three after the hour now, Mike Cool Inventions Radio, John Creeman, Zekos, Jankura, Doug Steffen, reviewing the story in the New York Times about ACOS. I have not really, we've never actually met face to face.
We haven't.
And each time I see a picture of you, I get a different idea of what you look like. The picture that we have on the website at DougSteffen.com and also at MyCoolInventions.com makes you look in one way, kind of like a tough, hard-nosed guy that you wouldn't want to meet in an alley. But when I look at the pictures of you, when I see you on the home shopping networks, you come across as Papa or Grandpa. Now I'm looking at you all dressed up when you were in the Alps last week, and you look like someone who's going to sell a used car in a lot in Boston.
No.
In Boston?
Well, because of the snow.
You car?
Yeah, and the snow and all that. The way people dress up. But the story is very interesting because it brings about a focus on you and what you have to do in order to get all of the inventions and inventors together. How you find them, what works, what doesn't work. I think it's a good overview. You have a good PR person, I'm guessing, that's working.
Do.
Yeah.
I do.
And that's what we need because people need to have this story. You need to be able to tell the story. How often do you fly for business is a question. About twice a month?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we know
you're actually, it's actually, when I saw that movie from, saddest movie I ever saw was that one with the guy flying all the time.
It was called Air, I think, wasn't it? Air. It was called Plane.
George Clooney.
Clooney, that was
Clooney,
that movie.
Wasn't it? And Vera
I wept in that movie. I just, I think.
Vera Farmiga, yeah. Because, yeah, he led her down the rosy path.
I do about 200,000 miles a year.
Yeah. All right. And so how does that help you find the right people? And then when you find the right people, put their products together so you can sell them and everybody makes money.
Well, so we do a lot of travel too. Three types of travel. I think selling travel when we go to QVCs in the UK and Italy, and that and ski trip was part of the Italian TSV. I just grabbed a few days after and spent some time with family. But that was a trip to Italy, to Milan, to sell out all the inventions. And we had all kinds of inventions on that show. By the way, we're still working on Twilash. We're getting closer and closer on that, just to give you guys a little insight. That's a show that came out of Dream Big America.
Yeah.
And then, so we do selling trips. That's one thing. And then I say there's buying trips, where we're out in places where we're negotiating deals or trying to find manufacturers for inventors. And that takes us to China sometimes. That takes us all over the United States, too. We travel to different manufacturers in the U.S. also. And then there's what they call trade show trips, where we're doing things like we did the PGA Tour. We're going to Chicago Housewares next week. Next week, John? I think next week or the week after.
Yeah, week and a half.
Hardware show we go to. I think, you know, things like Toy Fair and stuff we've gone to. So we do these sort of trade show trips, buying trips and selling trips. And it's always very busy. Very little of it is, that's why I tried to grab a couple days skiing, because very little of it is as far as personal traveling. It's all business travel.
Business stuff. Okay. All right. Yesterday we had Joseph Berto on the Shake and Rake, Shake and Fork. And how did he do, John?
He ended up at like 81%.
81%.
He actually had gone down to 60. I mean, somebody was voting against him for a while, and then it went back up again. I still like it. I still think there's some great some great uses for it.
Yeah.
I mean, $200, yes, because he's making it in America.
Yeah.
I think that if he took that to China, I'll bet you he cuts his to down to maybe $30 to be able to, and then maybe sell it for $129 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just think his costs probably are a lot higher because he is producing in America.
All right, so 92% is the holder so far. We'll see how our inventor Brandon Adams does today. But John Keeter, who had the Magna Clip, pretty interesting idea of what to do with towels in various venues. 92%, he's the leader so far this week. We'll see if he's the winner after today's presentation with Brandon Adams, which Akos and John will go through in a few minutes, the Arctic Stick. Up next, as we continue to pursue your dreams, your inventions, your entrepreneurial spirit, this is Dream Big. No, it's neither. Dream Big is tomorrow. Give myself a day's early advantage. My Cool Inventions Radio at 28 past the hour.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Listening to the My Cool Inventions Radio Network, where we innovate, we look for invention. Actually, our slogan is, we raise American families, one innovator, one inventor, one American at a time. And John, who's today's American?
Well, we've got a rather interesting one. Now that I'm thinking with all the cold weather out there, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. The Great Lakes are frozen solid, right?
You see that? Yeah, I mean,
frozen.
It's what, 4,700 square miles, frozen completely.
Last night.
Overnight.
4,700 miles of the Great Lakes froze last night. And Niagara Falls, for the second time, and I don't know, what I read some articles like for years and years and years, yeah. It's frozen solid.
Yeah, I mean, that's
water is not flowing over the falls of this place. It's solid flow. It's crazy.
Well, because we have an inventor, Brandon Adams is his name, and he came up with what's called the Arctic Stick. And it's supposed to fit inside, like, plastic beverage bottles to make your drink get colder faster.
Really?
No, I mean, especially in the summer months, I could see that being a really big benefit. Now, in the cold weather, I don't know if you want your bottle of water to be frozen, right?
You know what's funny? It doesn't matter what temperature it is. Even the coldest cold, I come in, if I want a cold drink, I want a cold drink.
No, that's true.
I don't think cold outside actually deviates my drinking patterns.
Yeah, okay. Well, when it's 20, 30 below, I mean, the first thing you don't want to have is cold water, do you?
Well, I don't know.
Richie,
do you want your beer cold when you're at school?
Absolutely, yes.
Even when it's freezing cold outside?
Yep.
Oh, see?
My beer, always cold.
Well, that's beer.
I like this guy more and more.
I mean, I do the cold beer thing. I can understand that.
I'm not into that. I mean, I'm Irish, but the warm beer thing, nah.
Oh, my gosh. I go to Europe, and all they drink is warm beer. I go, you got to be kidding me. Have you discovered coldness?
Right.
You know how much more beer you'd sell if it was colder? Anyways, so go ahead. Arctic Stick. So tell us.
That's what it is. It's a thing that actually fits inside beverage bottles to make your drink colder faster and then keep it cold longer. So, you know what it's kind of like? It reminds me of that the drink pitcher thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's similar, but this is small.
You freeze the center part of it, yeah, and it goes inside and it keeps the cold.
Then they always put that in after they pour the first beer.
So what is it like? It's like it's a stick that fits in the mouth of a water bottle.
Let's bring Brandon on. All right, Brandon, let's do it. Welcome, and thanks for joining us here on My Cool Inventions.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited.
All right.
So tell us about the Arctic stick and how you came up with it.
Well, the Arctic stick, I invented it back in 2012. I actually grew up in a packaged ice business. My dad sold ice for a living. And it was a hot summer day in Northeast Iowa, and I was doing a route and soaking with sweat. And I got done with the route, and I grabbed a bottle of beverage. I took a drink, set it down. 10 minutes later, I went to take another drink, and it was warm. And I had that aha moment. I'm like, well, I got an idea that could make this more easier and keep it colder longer. I've tried ice cubes, but that's difficult and time-consuming to fit inside the bottle. So I came up with the idea. At first, it was called Arctic Stick, a stick of ice, but then I turned it into a reusable product that you could fill with any liquid, freeze it. If you want to cool your drink, you drop it in. It'll cool your drink. You want to flavor it, whatever you have inside, you twist the top, drop in, it filters out the bottom. I took that to Iowa State University and won a class competition. And then from there, I mean, it's a success story after another. I went on to a pilot run of a TV show called America's Got Money. I partnered with a product development company out of Georgia called Slingshot Product Development Group. They helped me with the prototyping and everything moving forward. And then after winning competitions after another, I actually did a Kickstarter campaign, raised some money, had a successful campaign. And even during that time, I got on Shark Tank casting call, which was a lot of fun. I actually gave my pitch to the people in line because I saw cameras nearby. And if you know anything about a Kickstarter campaign, you need to get a lot of publicity. So I gave my pitch to everybody in line, and the cameras were rolling, and I got on USA Today for it. So
it must have helped your campaign, right?
Yeah, I helped the campaign, and it boosted it, and I got my goal. So that helped pay for tooling, and right now we're in manufacturing stage and ready to launch this coming summer. So
you know, let's get his pitch, because I got a few questions for him, and I want to spend some time at the end here. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you pitch it for a minute. You got 60 seconds to win us over and win the listeners over. And listener, all you have to do is vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, thumbs up, thumbs down, kind of like a focus group. We want to hear your opinion. It's totally anonymous, so you never even know your name. Just thumbs up or thumbs down. Go to mycoolinventions.com, or if you got a smartphone in your hand, text to vote by texting the word thumbs up, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, one word, or thumbs down, all to 22333. That's 22333 is the texting number, or you can call us, 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, and just say thumbs up or thumbs down. I know we're ready to vote. Are you ready to pitch?
I am ready to go.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Have you ever wasted your bottled beverage because it got warm and bored you with no flavor? That will no longer be the problem with the Arctic Stick. Arctic Stick is a new, innovative product that both cools and flavors your bottled beverage. It fits inside any regular-sized bottle, is reusable, BPA-free, and allows you to freeze any liquid. Simply pop the top, fill for your desired liquid, and freeze. Drop in your drink to keep colder longer, or twist and drop in for a flavor burst. That's not all. It holds an ounce of any liquid, make it easy to carry your favorite energy shot while running marathons, or catch your wildfly by using it as an alcohol shooter at tailgates or parties. Arctic Stick is patent pending with incredible traction already, being featured on USA Today, Shark Tank Casting Call, and funded on Kickstarter with backers in 25 states and 10 countries. Be among the first to own the Arctic Stick by going to ArcticStick.com and get a six-pack for just $9.95. Order now and be prepared to take on your summer with Arctic Stick. Please go to MichaelInventions.com and vote thumbs up for...
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Johnny, I ran out on him. Did he say $9.95 for six pack?
Yeah.
Are they reusable?
They are reusable.
So what do you use for a cooling mechanism? What's inside it?
So what you do is you just simply pop the top, and it's very simple. If you want to cool your drink, you fill it full of a liquid, and for cooling it would be just water, but flavoring, you can put any kind of liquid inside. Close it, put it in your freezer for a few hours, take out, and then it's like a frozen stick of ice inside this tube. It's shaped like a bullet. And drop into your drink, it'll keep it colder longer. And like I said, if you want to twist the top, whatever you have inside, it'll flow out the bottom. And for tailgaters, I mean, I developed this product at Iowa State University. There was a lot of, I guess, partying and tailgating going on.
No.
And
no.
In college? Say it isn't so.
through feedback, people said, well, why not put an alcohol shot in there? So I turned it into something that not only cools your drinks, but allows you to take maybe a six-pack of these full of alcohol to a party and give your shot a boost, give you a little courage.
Wow.
So six-pack for $9.99. We have an Irish friend on this. I was going to ask Rich. Rich, what about scotch on this? Do you think this might be a way to cool scotch without diluting it?
If you are on the road, I would think this is a great way to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
I just got into scotch a lot, and I know I don't like diluting it with water.
Oh, so you don't like the rocks, so this might be a way to cool it without diluting it.
Correct.
Yeah, you're a pretty smart drinker there, aren't you, AJ?
I was always looking for the solutions, for this. And I think, John, what about live shopping? This might be a live shopping item in, like, maybe the HGTV shows in the summertime.
Yeah, the summer shows, yeah.
You know, we get this on some of the, they have some summer sort of outdoor grilling, partying type shows. I bet you we can get that on. But you know what the problem with this problem is, right? It's too cheap.
You think?
That was shocking.
I got a solution for that, guys. I actually looked at selling 12 packs of these, and I was going to be on an infomercial. So I've actually, because of this product, I went and started doing some acting because I wanted to be the pitch man to do an infomercial. And so,
back it up. Hold on, back it up. Who approached you for the infomercial?
I was working with a guy by the name of Jack Barringer, who's a famous inventor.
And, how much was he charging you for this service?
He was a consultant of mine.
And again, how much was he charging?
Let's just say it was well worth the money, and it helped me get to where I am today, and I've worked hard to get here.
All right.
Interesting.
All right. So 12-pack for 20. What's the cost of goods?
That's kind of the concept, a 12-pack, and call now and get two orders for the price of one. And we were even going to add a flavored energy tablets with it, which is actually the concept we plan on doing in the future.
Yeah. So again, what's the cost of goods?
The cost of goods is it's a pretty good markup what we have. Right now we're still working on
$4 times? Is it 4 times?
The Keystone amount, we can get 5 times, yes.
The Keystone amount, I understand Keystone amount to be double, so that's not 5 times. Is if you're selling it for $20, can you manufacture it for $4?
Yes, we can have it under $4.
Huh. So here's my advice to you. This is a great idea. I'm sold. And I don't say that too often, as you guys know. I'm sold. And I think, I don't know if you know our background, but we're in the infomercial production business, and we've had several big, big successes under our belt. Things like $120 million in Aubra in 1 year, things like that. And let me be, the reason I asked you about how much do you charge, for example, I did not recognize your infomercial production person, and I know there's 3 or 4 really good ones in the country. And what I advise you, you do not need to reach into your pocket for any money at all, and you shouldn't. If you've already done the investment, you've invented the product, and you've probably patented it and gone through all the rigmarole and had incredible efforts to do things like Kickstarter, and you've got everything's in motion. So my advice to you at a situation like this is stop reaching into your pocket. That you're like a writer, right? You've created a novel. You just created I don't know 50 Shades of Gray, and along comes a television company saying, hey, you know what? That'd be a great movie. What I'd like you to do is pay me $250,000 so I can make your movie. You'd look at him and say, I'm sorry, what? No, here's the deal. You're going to pay me, and then I might license you my book. And then that. So I think an infomercial world, never reach into your pocket. It's the thing that we always advocate to everybody. They don't call it Shark Tank for nothing. And what we're looking for is, you have a great product. You should license this. In fact, if you need help licensing it, and I'll never ask you to reach into your pocket for money, I think we should take a run at Home Shopping Network or some of the live shopping channels. I think in Italy this would work. I know they love to be outside in the summertime and drink beverages, and UK also, mint juleps as such. And I think in those days in England would be great too. And we could help you there. And if you ever need to be referred to some people who won't ask you to reach into your pocket for an infomercial, you can always come to us also. John, what do you think of this?
I like the idea. Yeah, price point wise, yeah, you're going to have to go at least to $20. You're going to have to make it a little bigger.
I think Rich said something really smart. It's surprisingly cheap, isn't it, Rich?
It is. And I don't think anybody would even, $9, everybody would just jump on it. I think at $14.95 or something like that, nobody would still think about it. I think at $20 for a 12-pack, you'd sell a lot of them. But I think at $15.
Do you need 12? I mean, does an average family need 12?
Yeah, if you have a party, if you're going to have a lot of guests over.
I would buy 12 because if I were having some kind of outdoor event, I would take one for everybody.
All right.
Hey, I've got a question for Brennan, too. How much do you think you've put into this so far, money-wise?
I'll tell you this. I've spent the last 3 years on it, and I have yet to give any actual investment out. I've spent $75,000 of my money. That's including the Kickstarter campaign. And the reason I've been able to do that is I've worked 3 to 4 other jobs to help pay for it. I've sold real estate on the side and just basically done everything to pursue. It's became my life and really has kind of changed my family and the way I am as a person. I really have a lot of heart in this. It means everything to me.
All right. So you want some money back? Email me, akos@mycoolinventions.com. Thank you very much for being on the program. And vote. Text to vote, thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 or go to mycoolinventions.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Velveeta Soft.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Framing the fight against ISIS. As the battle continues, a debate over semantics. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama says America is not at war with Islam, but with the terrorists who pervert its teachings. At yesterday's White House summit on countering terrorism, the president said terrorist leaders want to frame their fight as a religious struggle.
We must never accept the premise that they put forward, because it is a lie. Nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
The president went on to say the fight against terrorism should not be framed as a clash of cultures or religion.
No religion is responsible for terrorism. People are responsible for violence and terrorism.
There has been criticism that the president is not calling the fight against ISIS a battle against Islamic extremism. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas told Fox News he's puzzled by the fact the president will not call ISIS radical Islam.
The president and this administration dogmatically refuses to utter the words radical Islamic terrorism. You cannot defeat an enemy if you refuse to acknowledge what it is.
Senator Cruz, who is said to be mulling a White House run in 2016, adds the president won't even identify who ISIS is targeting, pointing to the fact the administration called the Egyptians who were recently beheaded citizens instead of Christians. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
There is something about the road that beckons and invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
On Wall Street, the market's coming off a mixed day, with the Dow dropping 18 points yesterday, closing at 18,029. NASDAQ was up 7. S&P lost just under 1 point. Here it comes, the Siberian Express. No, it is not a train. It's what meteorologists are calling this latest blast of cold air that originated in Siberia, came over the North Pole and through Canada. Millions of people in the Midwest, parts of the South, and the Northeast are facing temperatures 25 to 35 degrees below normal. Tennessee, North Carolina, and other parts of the South could experience low temperatures not seen since the late 1800s. And to make matters even worse, there's another system brewing for the weekend that could start out as snow and end as freezing rain for the Mid-Atlantic and for New England. Closing notes, with all those sky-high snow piles up and down nearly every street in snowbound Boston, a new stunt has popped up with videos posted on social media using the hashtag Boston Blizzard Challenge. Snow-crazed residents are jumping out of windows into massive snow piles. Some of these nuts are doing it in their underwear. Here's the way it sounds.
Boston Blizzard!
Yes, that chowderhead said she was stuck. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is urging Bostonians to stop the nonsense and act responsibly, noting the obvious potential dangers of doing this. And finally, Happy New Year! The sounds of a Chinese New Year celebration in San Francisco. Today is the start of the Chinese New Year, which lasts until March 5th. The Chinese lunar calendar, as you may know, is associated with the Chinese zodiac, which has 12 animal signs that run in 12-year cycles. Last year was the year of the horse. Next year is the year of the monkey. This year is the year of the goat. Now, let's be clear about this. For Asians all over the world, this also is known as the year of the sheep or the year of the ram. But for our purposes, we prefer to go with the year of the goat. Would you like to hear about the personality traits of those born in the year of the goat? I thought you might. Year of the goat means you are creative, thoughtful, compassionate, honest. Wait, I'm not done. You're also calm. That does not sound like a calm goat. Much better. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.